Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast, number 1959, the topic is nutrition, and the title is, What You Eat Must Match What You Want. I want to share two client stories. They're struggling a bit, so I wanted to share what their struggles were and then how we could learn from those struggles. So the first client, they recently added a core workout to their program on their own in order to help lose some body fat, and hopefully they were hoping for belly fat, and also to strengthen their core for their larger lifts. However, whenever they let me know that they were doing that, I said, hey, you know, I'm glad you want to do more. The downside is that our nutrition doesn't support that extra workout in the sense that that extra workout isn't going to get you anything. It's going to be not a waste of time, but there would be better uses of that time, such as food prepping and actually kind of tracking what we're doing with food. To give an example, in the last 48 days of tracking their nutrition, their calories were properly within the range, our target range, only 31 of those 48 days. That's a 64% accuracy. So a little over half, so two-thirds of the time, they're eating the correct amount of calories. Their protein out of the last 48 days has only been in the appropriate range 27 of 48 days, so that's only 56%. Now, unfortunately, some of the days their protein was good, their calories weren't, and therefore, you know, that they severely underfed, underate carbs and fats, and that's going to cause a greater fight against fat loss. Then other days, their calories might have been good, but their protein wasn't, and then that means they actually overate their carbs and fats, which would negate the fat loss for that day. So although the numbers look like 64% and 56, when both of them were paired together and we actually had a quote-unquote good day, that would be far less than half the time. So the calories being inconsistent is causing them to have very stagnated fat loss, like nothing seems to really be happening. They're getting some compositional change because they're lifting weights, and we do have the occasional influx of protein coming in, matched with the occasional high amount of calories, like right after training. So there are pockets of some days that things are going well. So therefore, they're getting some body compositional change. They're looking a little more athletic at their current weight, but the weight isn't changing, and they're certainly not getting stronger or building as much muscle as they should. So what they say they want is to lose body fat, build muscle, get stronger, and they would like to eventually possibly compete in a strength competition. But what they say they want doesn't show in what they're eating. Their nutritional accuracy is less than 50%, but that desire to try to be better is every day, right? Anytime we're working on a goal, we have the pressure of that goal. We feel the pressure of that goal every day. And we're putting in the effort every single day to try to be better towards that goal. But unfortunately, the feeling of putting in effort doesn't matter if the effort actually isn't in line with what produces the outcome. You can try all you want, but how much you try doesn't matter. It's how much you get right. That's kind of sad and depressing, and I know it can be frustrating. So that's why we look at things like progress over perfection. If she's currently only getting, say, 40% good days in total, where the calories and the protein match, can she get to 50%? Can she get to 60%? If we're currently at 40 and she gets to 50, she will see progress. She doesn't have to be 100. You don't have to go from 40% accuracy to 100% accuracy to see results. Actually, I've calculated it from working with people, well over 3,000 clients. I've been helping with people with nutrition since I've been 17 years old. I'm 40, so I've been doing this for over 20 years. And I can tell you that if somebody's getting their calories and protein right, 10 out of 14 days. So every 2 weeks, you miss 2 days a week on average. You're going to see some progress. Now, granted, the other 4 days can't be just completely insane. They're just off, you know, say 10%, 15%, even 20% off from the targets. But they were at least, you know, quote unquote trying, in the sense where maybe their calorie goal was 1,800 to 2,200. They went out with friends and they ate 3,000. Oh, well, you know, that's one of the days we mess up. But they didn't go into like a eating competition and try to eat 10,000 calories. So, like, they were near the ballpark, if that makes any sense. 10 out of 14 days, you'll see some progress. You're probably not going to be happy with it because you're going to feel like you're trying harder than that. But 10 out of 14, you'll see some. 11 out of 14, you're really going to start to actually see what you kind of really want to see. 12 out of 14, now we're in business. 13 out of 14, amazing and excellent. Very rare can people keep that up, but that's excellent. You're going to love it. You're going to love what you see. 14 out of 14, these are like my competition clients, and it's usually like pre-contest only that they get 14 out of 14 days all the time, and they can string that together for multiple units of 14 days, and they're going to be absolutely wonderful and happy with everything. So 10 out of 14 is roughly 70-ish percent. So if you can get to where your markers for progress are 70% consistent, you're going to see some progress, and you're going to be happy enough that it'll motivate you to continue to pushing harder. So for her, what we've talked about, when we've talked about it, is to have known options for meals. She eats completely randomly, and that's messing her up because some meals are too high in calories compared to protein. Some meals, she doesn't have enough protein because she thought she ate enough, but she didn't pay attention to the protein portion size. So the meals are just scattered. They're too scattered. She needs to pick 3 or 4 options per meal, buy those things, have them available when she needs them, like put some effort into it, plan it out, just have a couple options. And we've covered that. So just take the options we've already talked about. If you don't have options for yourself, well, then you can start to look that up. You can use nutrition tracking apps and say, oh, okay, you know, how many calories and how many grams of protein are in the meals I commonly eat? Check and see where it's at. What do you normally do? Our second tip that we talked about were time blocks. We've talked about this before, is instead of thinking of your day as 24 hours and say, oh, I have to hit X number of calories in 24 hours. So instead of, you know, 1,800 calories in 24 hours or 3,000 calories in 24 hours, you would think, okay, per 6 hours of being awake, because we typically sleep 6 to 8 hours. That means we're awake for 16 to 18 hours. Let's just say 18. You're going to have a first 6 hours of being awake, a middle 6 hours of being awake, and then the final whatever hours of being awake. In the first 6 hours of being awake, hit a third of your daily goal. So if your daily goal is 1,800, a third of that is 600 calories. So in the first 6 hours of being awake, aim for 600 calories. The reason why that's really good to do is you really are only going to have 1 or 2 meals in 6 hours. So you only have to do the math for 1 or 2 meals at a time. You don't have to add up an entire day all day. Just 1 or 2 meals, whatever you eat in 6 hours, check it, see where you're at calorie-wise, see where you're at for your protein. So same thing, if you have your protein goal for the day, divided by 3, that's how much protein you should have per third of the day. So use a time block. So that way she doesn't get to the end of the day and she's so far off that she can't even make it up. The third thing we said was to loosen the food choice standards. I don't want her to eat junky, horrible, crappy food. Like, we're not going to eat, you know, cereal for dinner and a bunch of, you know, lazy foods. But we also don't have to have organic everything, all natural everything, non-processed everything. So if she wants to have a white potato for dinner rather than, you know, quinoa and sweet potato medley, I don't care. Have the white potato. Like, you know, it's not that bad. There's not going to be concerns over that. What we don't want to have is a bunch of sugar. I'd rather her not eat like a bowl of Skittles for dinner. So we're looking at avoiding sugars, and we want to avoid in the fats family, we want to avoid a lot of saturated fat. But at the end of the day, whether it's wheat bread, white bread, whether it's bread versus pasta versus, you know, rice versus potatoes, all that stuff, it really comes down to actually food preferences, digestibility, and then whether you feel full or not full after eating that type of food. But all of those foods are fine. They're all going to be acceptable. So for her, we have to increase our percentage of consistency. She says she wants, but she doesn't eat to match it. Hence the title. What you eat must match what you want. She wants fat loss, but she doesn't eat well. She doesn't eat consistently. She doesn't eat what she needs to do for fat loss. She says she wants to get stronger. She's in the gym. She's training hard. But that means nothing if you don't have the nutritional support to allow the body to make those neurological and muscular adaptive changes. The nutritional support for those changes must be present. Whether you work out or not, not going to help much. You're going to change some technique, so you might get the perception of increased strength because you can better display the strength you have. Maybe you're going to get flashes of your calories and protein lining up in perfect times here and there, so you're going to build a little bit of strength, a little bit of muscle, but you're not going to make great progress, and you're going to plateau and you're going to be very unhappy. What you eat must match what you want. And it's really not that hard to get right. At least when we say we really only need to get it right 70% of the time. Another client wants to improve blood markers. They have high glucose, fasted glucose, high cholesterol. They want to lose some body fat and they want to increase strength. But they eat reactionarily throughout the day. Like, I look at their journal and sometimes they have breakfast, sometimes they don't. When they do have breakfast, it seems to be a completely different breakfast every damn day. I don't know how they do that. I don't know how they keep that much food in their house. That much variety. Inconsistent meal amounts and frequency. So sometimes they have lunch, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they have a salad. Sometimes they have an entire left side of the menu of a Mexican restaurant. It's insane. It's completely insane. I understand it. But it's insane. So it's just absolutely chaos. They say they want, but they don't eat to match that want. Another thing that was interesting for this client was they said that they were feeling mentally defeated. And they knew they just kept messing up their days and messing up their days and messing up their days. And I said, how do you know you're messing up your days? You're not tracking anything. I said, do you have any clue how many calories you're eating? And they're like, no. I'm like, do you have any clue how much protein you're eating? No. I said, then how do you know that you're messing up? Yes, I can look at it too, and it looks completely chaos. Like, I have no clue what the hell's going on. I have to put the numbers in. I have to figure this out. If you're not going to, then I'll do it. But when I sat there and figured it out, we found out for one of the days her calories were actually right. And her protein wasn't far off. She was, I think, like 7 or 8 grams under her target window. And I was like, you're probably doing better than you thought. So I went through and I calculated a couple other days and I was like, what the hell? I was like, this is completely insane, but you're not very far off. And what was interesting was because she believed she was far off, she would make horrible self-sabotaging choices, like the left side of a Mexican restaurant menu, because she was like, what does it matter? I'm already messing up. And I would show her and I'd be like, look, up until that point, you actually weren't far off. And then we did this self-sabotaging thing where we overate or we skipped a meal because what does it matter? I'm already messed up. I'm already failing. You weren't. I said, fires me up. You know, it's like if you don't track anything, you are just as likely to be doing things right as you would be wrong. I know probably if you look at this chances of probability, I guarantee it's not actually true. But without knowing what we're actually doing, to just assume you're doing everything wrong and then to sabotage yourself further is obviously not a very productive reaction. So what we say we want, she was saying she wanted to be healthier, leaner, stronger. But what was she doing to match that? So we talked about, again, what matters most is calorie consistency, caloric consistency. Who gives a crap what the food is? I really don't give a crap what food you pick. Just get your calories consistent within the range we have per day, and then we'll figure out the quality later on. But calories matter most. Then protein. We talked about the time blocks. I said, stop eating randomly throughout the day and say, okay, for the first 6 hours of the day, I need to eat this. Next 6 hours of the day, I need to eat this. Final whatever hours of the day, I need to eat this. And I said, lose the food choice standards. She was struggling with things not being all natural, you know, non-processed. And therefore, if she ate, you know, a slice of pizza, she's like, oh, I just ruined the whole day. And then she'd go out and have a bunch of drinks with her friends. Then I'm like, what the hell? The pizza, it was these calories and it had some protein. And I showed her the one meal that she had, the pizza. And I was like, you actually weren't off. You were somehow, surprisingly, knock on wood, you were near the targets. But then we said, screw it. And we went and drank a bunch of alcohol. We're way the hell off now. So it was important for her to loosen the food choice standards, get back to actually tracking what matters, not whether something's all natural, non-processed, when you don't even know your calories and your protein. So if you're struggling to make greater progress or progress at all, but you feel like you're continually putting in effort, what I would encourage you to do is to consider the title. What you eat must match what you want. You have a lot of want, I'm sure. And you're putting in some effort, I'm sure. But the effort you're putting in might not be properly managed, so therefore you're not getting what you expected. The three tips that I have. Tip number one, quantify your effort. It's one thing to think what you're doing, but you have to turn what you think you're doing into what you can know. So I'd ask somebody, you know, how much protein are you getting in? I'm not really sure, but you know, I think it's pretty good. Nope, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear think. It reminds me of my gym teacher in high school. Good gosh. But he, if you did something dumb, he would ask you, he goes, why'd you do that? And you sit there and be like, well, I thought. He goes, that was your mistake right there. So don't be thinking, just do what I tell you. So I don't mean to have that mentality, but it does make me laugh whenever somebody, like, do you eat healthy? Oh, yeah, I think I eat healthy. Well, what the hell? That's such a ridiculous term. How are you defining healthy? How do you know? Do you have any quantifiable data? If we just go off of a hunch or how we feel, we're pretty damn bad at hunches. Especially when it comes to what we do for ourselves. We are so full of shit when it comes to what we do that it is unbelievably unreliable. You do not do as well as you think you do being as consistent as you think you are. I have people tell me all the time, oh, I had a soda for lunch, but I don't normally have soda. And I look and they've had soda 7 times in the last like 12 meals. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, you have soda all the time. So it's hysterical. It's absolutely nuts. People are so full of shit, myself included. I am a person, so I'm full of shit. So I have to track everything I do. I do track what I do because I don't want to be one of those people that puts in effort but never sees the outcome and always wonders why. I'm not going to do that to myself. There's no way I'm going to waste my life doing that. So I track what I do. So quantify your efforts. For nutrition, track your calories, protein, and timing. Have some way of just knowing in the ballpark of calories and protein. Track your timing using the time blocks. I do think that works really well because it simplifies things. You only have to track things 1 or 2 meals at a time to make sure you're on track. Super easy. Rather than trying to at the end of the day or the next day try to remember everything you had that day. And then if you've already had it and you find out the numbers are wrong, can't do a damn thing about it. So track it as you do it so that we can fix it and modify it along the way. Training. Track the number of workouts you actually do. Are you skipping workouts or you're not skipping workouts? It doesn't matter why. Don't track the reasons. So when I look at my nutrition tracking and my training tracker, I don't write any reasons for anything. There's no excuse column. So if I miss my calories, I don't have a clue why. When I look back over like the data over months, if I'm like, oh, you know, last December I missed, you know, a whole week of protein. I don't have a reason why. Because it doesn't matter. My body doesn't give a shit. Whether I build muscle, doesn't give a shit. Whether I get stronger, doesn't give a shit. Whether I lose body fat, doesn't give a shit. Your body does not give a shit. If it didn't get what it needed, it doesn't do what you wanted. Your body does not care about your excuses. It's helpful to know why you miss things so you can work to prevent those things. So in the moment, I'm well aware of why I missed something. I'll think, how could I have learned from what happened today? I apply that in my knowledge base, and I move on. But there's no need for me to write it down, because I'm processing it in that moment. And it doesn't matter whether I write it down or not. It doesn't matter what I do now. I can't fix the past. I can only fix the future. So I would really encourage you to track what you do. You can even throw in tracking sleep and hydration, because those are two large components as well. You need to turn what you think you're doing into what you can know that you are doing. Tip number two, track what matters most first. For nutrition, that's calories, protein, and timing. Nothing else matters until those elements are consistent. For training, you have to track whether you actually did the workouts. Track whether they're actually hard or not. Are you just getting in some walks because you're super stressed? Well, that can be good for some time, but then eventually you do got to get into some harder training. So you got to track the challenge, the stressfulness of what you're doing. And then my third tip is to go back to tip number one and track your freaking efforts and try to get your consistency higher. So when we track what we do, we probably do relatively well when we're tracking. And then as soon as we stop tracking, it all goes to shit. So don't do that. Keep tracking. Keep some loose form of tracking. Try to get your consistency over 70%, then eventually over 80%. If you can be consistent with your training and nutrition elements at 80% or more, you're going to be happy. You're going to be seeing some progress. Okay, so that's enough of me ranting, but I wanted to touch on this because a lot of times people say what they want, but they're not eating to match that want. So make sure you track what you do so that way you can know that you're actually doing it. You can find free nutrition programming information on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. Go to free nutrition education. The first document is create your own nutrition program. That'll tell you the calories, the protein, and the timing that you need for your individual needs and your goals. Okay, if you need anything, go to the website, shoot me a message from there. Again, it's www.brutalirongym.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on the website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.